This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, he is one of the great gentlemen in the game of golf, a two-time Masters champion, a 19-time tour winner, and a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame. He will be competing in the Masters one last time this April. It's a pleasure to welcome Jaw back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Ben.
John, how nice to hear your voice. How are you?
I am great. It's good to hear from you, too. You doing well?
I'm doing fantastic. Here in Austin, Texas, and my wife and my girls are doing great.
I've
got three lovely daughters, and a wonderful wife, and I must confess, I'm having a great time slowing down my playing career in this time. And I had been thinking about the Masters for a good while, some 3 or 4 years, and you know, I just keep asking myself, you know, when is this going to happen?
What are you tired of hitting a hybrid into one? Is that what it is?
That's got a lot to do with it, John. You know, I facetiously tell people, they say, well, you're not going to play after this. And I said, no, I think this is going to be my last. I said, you know, the only greens that I can reach in regulation over there are the par three course.
What is it that convinces a champion and a competitor, Ben, to step aside? I mean, how much of it is ego and embarrassment, and how much of it, I mean, how do you come to that sort of decision?
Well, it's been a while come back. I know that most of us play a few years past our competitiveness, you know, and how many years that is, that's certainly up to the player. But yeah, I love playing it. You know, there's no question. It's still to make memories. We're certainly allowed to have that. But, you know, I feel like there's a fantastic young player who can get in my spot. And I'm just not capable of playing there. What I marvel at, and I was so proud to watch Bernhard Langer and Miguel Angel Jimenez. He played fantastic last year. Miguel played, he was in fourth place, and he played great. And somebody past the age of 50 doing that takes a heck of an effort. On a hole, and you have to be really...
Ben, would it be to walk away from this place had you never won it?
Oh, very tough. It's... John, it's going to be bittersweet memories. There's no question about that, but I'm fully embracing that this is the time I need to do it for myself. It's a big golf course, but it needs to be, John. I think they've done the best job of keeping current. And to watch these guys, you know, 300 yards. And it needs to be a big course. It needed to be stretched. But, you know, I've just come to the realization I played in a different era. But I was so happy. My God, it's been way over three quarters of my life. So, I'm perfectly... fine to pull up a chair and watch. It's that time.
It's hard for me because my first Masters was your first. That was 31, Ben.
31 wick. Yeah, I really do believe when people get to an accelerated age, they go, God, where are these years going? And they're going by fast. But I'm having a great time with my life. I'm concentrating on golf architecture more. I'll do that the rest of my life, so I've got plenty to do. I'm perfectly content by calling it it's the last. I'll go over there every year that I'm alive, but not to play the big course, as they say.
You know that you are the perfect candidate one day for honorary starter. Has it ever crossed your mind?
Well, I've never thought about that. Somebody mentioned it the other day, and I said, well, I'd be honored to even think about it, and I'd certainly probably do it. I'll never forget this. My first Masters in 1972, I watched the two honorary starters, and it was Jock Hutchinson mm-hmm. and Freddie McLeod.
Yep.
And they put their names up on the board in their age, and they were 88 and 86. And Jock Hutchinson had won the 1922 British Open, and Freddie McLeod won the 1908 U.S. Open. So we go way, way, way back.
We are talking with Ben Crenshaw here on the Augusta Golf Show. You are a well-known historian of the game. I'm going to give you a major championship mulligan. I'm going to give you one more major. Okay? A U.S.
Wow.
There you go. A U.S. Open at Colonial or an Open Championship at St. Andrews. But you can only have one.
Wow. You know what? I to think very quickly, I think it'd be the Open at St. Andrews. You know, it's funny. Julie and I went to a dinner at Colonial in Fort Worth 3 nights ago. And we had the best time with Dan Jenkins. We had a... they honored me. It was an honorarium there at the club. It was wonderful. I love that place. But I love St. Andrews too. Yeah, you could think of all the champions that have won at St. Andrews, and they're all in the great category. I love that golf course. There's no course like it in the world. Really looking forward to watching the Open Championship this summer. But Colonial's very special.
This year at the Masters, recognition is going to be paid to your caddy of all those years here at Augusta National, Carl Jackson. How did the two of you come together?
We got together in 1976. He was my second caddy there. I had played from 1972 to 76. And it was suggested by a Fort Worth member named John Griffith and Mr. Stevens, Jack Stevens. And Carl... worked for Mr. Steve, played golf there at Augusta. Carl was his caddy. And they said, Ben, we suggest that you might think about a change here, and we've got a guy we just love, and I would think it might be good. And we got together in 1976, and, God, that was fortuitous. everything that I've done over there has been with Carl's help. And Carl... is going to receive the key to the city
yep.
on Monday of Augusta, and I am so proud of him. And he will be the first non-player to mm-hmm. receive this award, and we are so happy for him. He grew up in Augusta, and he there's nobody who knows that golf course better than he does. But he's a we were 84 was. I can't say fiery, but yeah, we were being chased by in that year Nelson and Tom Kite and a few others. And 95 was being chased by Greg Norman and Davis Love, but it was under different circumstances. Carl was very, let's say, tender because he knew the old teacher Harvey Penick, but we played. We played so well that week, and he just got to keep me calm. And he did a great job. And fortunately, we didn't have too many climaxes. We didn't have too many highs and lows. But he handled me beautiful. Whenever he saw me staring off into space, which I do from time to time, he said, "No, let's get back to you. Got some shots to play here." But he knows me so well, and it. That week happened for us, and it was a godsend. I'm just proud of him getting these awards. You know, 2 weeks ago he got inducted into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame there because he lives in Little Rock now. But So happy for him.
Well, we're looking forward to that Monday. Does it hurt his feelings to hand you a hybrid on the second shot on number one?
Well, no, I'll put it this way. Occasionally, he's handed me a hybrid, and he kind of looked at it. You better wear it out, buddy.
And that's after a good drive.
That's after a drive hit right into screws.
He is Ben Crenshaw, and he will be competing in his final Masters in April. I always appreciate the time. It is always great to catch up with you. Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome, John. Great to talk to you. And best leading up to the Masters this spring, you got plenty of talk about. There's some players, and they are really looking forward to Augusta.
Yeah, it's going to be a great tournament. I look forward to seeing you and Julie Monday night of Masters Week. Thank you for doing this, Ben.
Thank you, John. My pleasure.